Egyptian Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, Australian Peter Grest, and Egyptian Baher Mohamed were detained on December 29th while reporting on unrest in Cairo for Qatari-based broadcaster Al Jazeera. Egyptian authorities have accused them of belonging to and aiding a terrorist organization. Outraged colleagues see it as an attack on journalism as a profession. Andrew Thomas is an Al Jazeera reporter in Sydney, Australia.
This then isn't an assault on three men, it's an assault on journalism as a whole. And as our t-shirt says, as this banner says, journalism is not a crime.
Egyptian authorities say the journalists were arrested as part of a crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group that supports ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The group staged massive protests seeking Mr. Morsi's return to power before the new government sent armed forces to disperse protesters. Namik Koçak, a representative of the Turkish media, says journalists often are considered a threat.
Gazeteciler bir taraf olarak görülüyorlar. Halbuki biz taraf değiliz. Biz bağımsız bir şekilde...
Journalists are seen as taking sides, whereas we don't. We're on the streets to deliver news to people in an independent way. In this regard, journalism is dangerous. There are people risking their lives, their health.
Al Jazeera has called for worldwide support for its push to obtain the journalist's release. The head of Al Jazeera's public relations, Osama Al Said, says the response has been overwhelming.
What we've been seeing over a number of weeks has been massive support around the world for our journalists to be freed by the Egyptian authorities. And there's a further ramp up today. There's action taking place in over 30 countries.
The United States has repeatedly urged governments to protect journalists and punish those who harm them. White House spokesman Jay Carney called on Cairo to release all detained journalists.
We remain deeply concerned about the ongoing lack of freedom of expression and press freedoms in Egypt. The government's targeting of journalists and others on questionable claims is wrong, and it demonstrates an egregious disregard for the protection of basic rights and freedoms. All journalists, regardless of affiliation, must not be targets of violence, intimidation, or politicized legal action.
Rights groups say journalism is one of the world's most dangerous professions. According to the advocacy group committed to protect journalists, at least 70 media members were killed last year, most of them in Syria. In addition to those killed in armed conflicts, journalists have been persecuted, harassed, tortured, and even killed for writing critical articles about people and institutions in power. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.